بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعمران بن الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اطلعت في الجنة فرأيت أكثر أهلها الفقراء، واطلعت في النار فرأيت أكثر أهلها النساء. متفق عليه من رواية ابن عباس، ورواه البخاري أيضا من رواية عمران بن الحسين. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma and Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu anhum then narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I peeped into Jannah, or I glanced into paradise, and I saw that the majority of the people of Jannah were the poor people. And I glanced into Jahannam and I saw that the majority of its dwellers were women. So the two things mentioned here, near Rasulullah saw that the poor people were the inhabitants mainly of Jannah, those who are poor in this world. And the reason for that is because they made sabr, they had less in this world. There were many times when they experienced hunger, they didn't have that amount of money to even give charity, but they had the niyat. They went to great difficulty, so they persevered, they had sabr, and also they also had taqwa and piety. And because of that, they had less hisab kitab, as the hadith will come in front. There will be less hisab kitab reckoning for them on the day of Qiyamah. The lesser goods you got to declare, the quicker you will come out of customs. So the people who are rich, they have to give more hisab kitab for all the things they earned and how they spent it. And therefore in this hadith it is mentioned that most of the people who Rasulullah saw in Jannah were the fuqara, the poor people. And Rasulullah saw in Jahannam, most of his inmates were women. Now, it doesn't mean that all the women are going to Jahannam, ma'adallah. Of course, they were great, great, great women. And many of them surpass us in their taqwa, in their good deeds, in their a'mal. Here, the reason that it has been given in other ahadith, يُكْثِرْنَا اللَّعْنَ وَيَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرِ, that they curse very, very frequently. And they are ungrateful to their husbands. Like it is mentioned in one narration, that a man can do so much for his wife, yet you will find any small inconvenience that she incurs because of her husband, and suddenly she sees that you did nothing for me. The entire life you did nothing for me. The man is passing away, and then the wife will say, no, you did nothing for me the entire world. Of course, all the women are not like that. As I said, many of them are, mashallah, they surpass us in the good deeds. But generally, this was prevalent. At the time also, they would curse very, very frequently. Any small thing, and the woman is cursing. And they would not show qana'at and appreciation of whatever the husband does. Of course, we also have to show appreciation to our wives the whole day. They're cooking, they're cleaning the house, everything is so comfortable for us. But in this particular riwayat, Rasulullah had seen that most of the women in Jahannam were most of the people of Jahannam were women, because many of them, they were not appreciating what the husbands had done for them, and also they would curse in a lot. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to show qana'at, whether it is husband to the wife to the husband, to appreciate one another and not to curse. We should hold our tongue. It's very, very important in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we should try and control our zuban. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قمت على باب الجنة. This hadith says, Rasulullah said, I stood at the door of Jannah. فكان عامة من دخلها المساكين. And most of the people who were entering Jannah were the poor people. وأصحاب الجد محبوسون. The rich people, they were held back. And of course, I mentioned to you the reason for them being held back, because they have got hisab kitab. And I mentioned previously also, like how when we come from overseas, we have our luggage. So those who hardly got anything, it's a hand luggage. Very quickly they go through the green light. There's hardly anything to check, and the person is gone. But those who bring those trolleys and full of luggage, then they go to clear customs. They are told go to the red, through the red light, and all the bags are open, and each item is scanned or checked. So therefore, the rich people, they will be held back. So much of wealth you had in this world. How did you achieve? How did you acquire it? How did you spend it? Halal, haram, etc. غير أن أصحاب النار قد أمر بهم إلى النار. Besides the fact that the people of Jahannam, disbelievers, they will be sent immediately to Jahannam. Here we're talking about the pious people, the believers. From the believers, there are two groups. One is the poor believers, and the other is the rich believers. Poor believers, they will enter Jannah quickly, and the rich believers, obviously, Hisab Kitab will take place, but ultimately, they also will enter into Jannah. But the people of Jahannam, that means, قَدْ أُمِرَ بِهِمْ إِلَى النَّارِ, they will be commanded to Jahannam immediately. There is no question for them now. They will be straight into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us from Jahannam. That is why after Fajr Salat, when we finish our Fajr, we should read 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Read 7 times. One narration has 3 times also, but read 7 times, inshallah. Every day we should make this our practice after Fajr and after Maghrib. Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أصدق كلمة قالها شاعر كلمة لبيد ألا كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل متفق عليه. The most truthful statement that ever said by any poet was the statement of Labid. Nabi Kareem has mentioned in the hadith, he says أصدق كلمة, the most truthful statement any poet has made is the statement of the poet Labid. Labid was the poet, Labid bin Asam. What did he say? Allah, beware, listen, hearken. كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل. Everything apart from Allah, beside Allah, is باطل, it is baseless. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is most powerful, everything he is controlled, he is haqq. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will perish, everything will come to an end. And therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this particular hadith in the end of this bab, this chapter which we did, where Rasulullah gave the virtues of zuhud, of breaking ourselves away, detaching ourselves from this dunya and having less of this dunya. Of course, whatever necessary we have to have, we're not talking about that, we're talking about acquiring and amassing wealth and just keeping it in our banks and not even making good use of it. Therefore, Rasulullah mentioned that this is the most truthful statement of any poet, because poets generally talk from the imagination, and most of the things that they used to say are false, they're not true. But this particular statement of Labid, and Labid accepted Islam. Labid bin Asam, he accepted Islam, and after accepting Islam, just once or twice he said one or two couplets. Otherwise, when people ask him to say any poem, he would say, no, yakfina kitabullah. We've got Quran. Quran is sufficient for us. There's no need for me to say any poetry. And this particular statement again, Allah, beware. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلُ. Everything besides Allah is batil. Same thing as we say, لا إله إلا الله. That everything besides Allah is in vain, it is useless, it is baseless. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. It's the last day of Shaban. Of course, tonight will be Taraweeh also. We have heard many talks, we'll hear many bayans in the month of Ramadan. Make it be a month in which we improve ourselves spiritually. That's the most important thing. To gain the taqwa, to make tazkiyah of ourselves. Control our zuban. Stop complaining and complaining. This is not right and that's not right and must do this and read like that. Then the whole Ramadan will be spoiled. Control, make some sabr. It's the month of sabr. And inshallah it's a month where we can learn. We always see we don't have time and we don't have time to go to madrasa. Inshallah there will be various programs. So inshallah whatever little we can understand, make intention of making amal inshallah. That's the most important thing. So in the end of Ramadan, by that time you will have acquired sufficient, quite a bit of knowledge that will help you to improve yourself inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, give us a beautiful Ramadan without any difficulties that we experienced previously last year. Allah must make our masajid abad, and Allah must make it be easy and such. Allah make your programs that will be easy with ikhlas and maqbooliyat.